thinking the other day, after we talked about vision, I was thinking about what else makes a good leader. Like, what is it? Why do we look up to people? Why do we consider somebody a good leader? Why do we consider somebody to be a mentor of ours? And you know, when I think about myself and people who I look at as leaders in my life, who I look to for leadership, who I look to for mentorship, the one thing that always is an indicator is something called steadfastness, someone who is steadfast. And above pretty much everything else, this is something that I want to be known for, just in my daily life, in my personal relationships, in my business, in my leadership, in my faith, in my ministry. I want to be known as steadfast. And what it means is unchanging, unwavering. Regardless of what happens in life, regardless of the storms that may come or the fog that God may have you walk through, or, you know, what reality looks like, you know, regardless of any of that, you're steadfast in your faith and you're steadfast in your direction. You know, you don't, there's no up and down. There's no emotional roller coaster when you look at somebody like that. You know, my mentors, when I think of them, they're unchanging. And yes, they've gone through things. And I'm not saying that you never struggle, and I'm not saying that you don't have emotions. But when you're functioning in that role, even though you can be real about life and real about what's happening or some things that have happened in the past, the goal never changes and who you are never changes. And you are resolute in where you're heading, who you're following, and that God is in control. There's so many times nowadays where I see people who are in leadership positions and, you know, something happens and no, it's not good. You know, something happens, something scary. We go through something, but it's like the leadership starts acting like the sky is falling. And the sky's not falling. God is still on the throne. You know, we may have to go through in life, we may have to go through things for a bunch of different reasons. We go through trials to learn things that God's trying to teach us, to refine us. He takes us through the fire to sharpen our skills and make us better. Sometimes we go through things simply to build our testimony and to point people back to Jesus in the middle of it. You know, there's a whole bunch of different reasons why God allows or even takes us through trials. But as leaders and of people of influence and with people watching us all the time, to see how we're going to react, steadfastness should be our number one goal. And so when someone tells me that, that's probably the greatest compliment that anyone could ever give me beyond anything else. You know, that's what I value above all else, is that people see me as someone they can count on, unchanging. I'm the same 7 days a week, 365 days a year. My belief, my faith doesn't change. I'm very rarely shaken to my core about anything. And that comes from my relationship with Jesus, and it comes from knowing everything he's already done for me, and I mean, for everyone, for his children. Knowing all that's where it comes from, is my faith in who he is and his provision and his promises. And that's where that comes from. So I want you to think about that today. You know, when things come up in your business, things come up in life, in your relationships, do you get rocked? You know, are you looking at the storm instead of the one who can calm it? You know, are you putting your situation between you and God rather than God between you and your situation? That comes from Mark Batterson in the Circle Maker. And if you are, that's something you can work on in 2018, is can you work towards, let's work towards people being able to look at you and say, she is steadfast in her goals. She is resolute in where she's heading. I can always count on her. And that is something that people in the world need. That's what our leadership needs across this country and the world. And right in your business and in your life. Wherever your position of leadership is, whoever is watching you, that's what they need, is steadfast, resolute, and it all goes back to because of where your security comes from for your future, and that's Jesus Christ. So I hope that makes sense. Hope y'all have a great day.